Order, 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 order. The House will come to order immediately. Are there any select committee reports?
Parliament was adjourned this week, but the Law and Order Committee met in Auckland to hear submissions on a petition in the name of Tracy Marceau, whose daughter Christy was murdered in November last year, allegedly by a man who was out on bail. Tracy Marceau established the Christie's Law Group in a bid to stop an incident like that happening again. The petition, with over 60,000 signatures, calls for public safety to be put before the rights of alleged offenders when bail is being considered, and also calls for annual performance reviews of judges who make bail decisions. The petition is being supported in Parliament by National MP Jackie Blue, who said the current process for complaints against judges was disorganised.
The public can write to the head bench, but the head bench probably refers it to the Judicial Conduct Commissioner, and similarly Judicial Conduct can refer to the head bench, and eventually if there's enough complaints, obviously they'll pull that judge aside and have a word. But it's all done it's all ad hoc, it's not formalised, it might happen, it might not happen. So there needs to be a process set in motion that's concrete and the public knows is going to happen.
Jackie Blue said the best watchdog for judges were judges themselves.
Particularly if a judge has complaints about being rudeness or not listening, you get another peer, another judge sitting in that courtroom and listening to your case that you're presiding over, behaviour will change out of sight.
Dr. Blue also suggested ongoing professional development for judges.
I'm a doctor, and just as doctors have to manage patient safety, judges in their own way have to manage public safety. I was quite shocked to realise judges don't have any type of continuing professional development. I have been in touch with the Institute of Judicial Studies. They do run seminars and programs for judges, but they're not mandatory. They seem to be heading down that path of making it mandatory, and I think the committee could make a very strong recommendation that they continue down that path.
National MP Jackie Blue. Also making a submission on the petition was Christie's Law Group supporter Alan Coolman. He said bail decisions should be made by police.
Who tend to get overlooked. Numerous cases, police vehemently oppose bail, like in this particular case, and it was overlooked. Yeah, I just look at the particular case that I've been involved with where the person was committed to bail. It was 300 metres from where the victim lived. To me, that's not good enough. If the police have been involved in a particular case for long enough, they should be providing the resources to the judge to suggest whether bail should be given or not.
Alan Coolman making a submission on the petition in the name of Tracy Marceau and Christie's Law Group. And while that petition calls for tougher bail laws and monitoring of judges, the Law and Order Committee is already looking at a bill that tightens bail laws. That bill was also the subject of submissions this week, one of which came from Christie's Law Group spokeswoman, Ruth Money. She welcomed a law change that would reverse the burden of proof, which currently means alleged offenders don't need to prove their innocence in order to get bail. Ruth Money said the change would favour victims.
The Christie's Law Campaign Group applauds this drafting and submits that this aspect will make it harder for offenders of serious crime to get bail. Safety of the New Zealand public should be the top priority and is a key responsibility for government. This amend signals this.
Ruth Money also said it would be harder for defendants under the age of 20 to get bail.
We submit that the decision to grant bail for serious violent offences should be made based on the facts and circumstances of the case itself, not the defendant's age.
Ruth Money of Christie's Law Group making a submission on the bail amendment bill. And finally, another submission came from Salvation Army policy advisor Ronji Tanulu, who said young offenders needed rehabilitation, not just punishment.
Yes, statistics are showing that they reoffend quite quickly, but once they're in the system quite young, then they end up staying quite long into the prison system. So we're interested in the rehabilitation, reintegration and prevention of that kind of stuff as early as possible. And I think there's groups out there like the Salvation Army that are willing to hopefully be a part of that process. If public safety and public concern supersedes that, then that's absolutely fine. But this is a stand in terms of our commitment to communities.
Salvation Army policy advisor Ronji Tanulu. making a submission on the bail amendment bill to the Law and Order Committee. That bill is due to be reported back to the House by November 10, while the Christie's Law Group petition remains under consideration of the Law and Order Committee. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.